Welcome to the Empowering Women Got a Minute podcast, sharing how women find empowerment each and every day. Join our host, Brianna Hinkle, as she chats with guests to see what drives them in their careers, hobbies, and family in just 20 minutes or less. So now take a minute with us and feel empowered. Sponsored by Victory Wealth Services, strategies for financial independence. For more information, call 928-778-1050. Carissa is a mom and an entrepreneur, and currently she's the designated broker at Glow Realty. She enjoys networking, meeting new people, having adventures, and of course, making connections within the community. Today, we are talking making connections with Carissa Maxwell. Sponsored by El Gato Azul, Prescott's quirky, cozy, and friendly place to meet. For more information and for their menu, visit elgatoazulprescott.com. Well, hello, Carissa. We would love to take a minute to chat with you today about making connections. First of all, tell us a little bit about your current position as owner and designated broker of Glow Realty.
Yeah, so I became the DBE last year. And that didn't happen overnight. It was after a long and hard thought process over almost 10 years of working in the industry, and decided to go out on my own and start my own brokerage. And that happened in the beginning of last year. And being the designated broker basically means that you're responsible for all the other agents that work at the brokerage and their files. And the agents are an appendage of you. So you are the one who actually owns all of the listings that are in the brokerage. And then you're helping the agents advise them with oversight and making sure that we're protecting our clients and our fiduciary responsibility to them. So and I love mentoring agents, and I have a teacher's heart. So I've been doing that now since last year. So almost 2 years now. So the end of December, our anniversary is in January. So we're coming up on 2 years of Glow Realty being in Prescott. And before that, I had a pretty large team, a real estate team. And so, yeah, so that's how I became the designated broker for Glow Realty.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. And so as somebody that's not in the real estate industry, so the process kind of goes, and you can tell me a little more, because I guess I don't know the difference between teams and a brokerage and and how you get your foot in the door, I guess.
Sure.
What is your starting?
Yeah. Okay, so I bet the best way for me to probably explain this is just from my personal experience, because when I went to go get my real estate license, I didn't know anything. I didn't know how agents got paid. I didn't understand how you would get on team or what the role of the broker is and all of that. So when I interviewed with the first real estate company I worked for, I went in there with a brand new license. I just got my license, and then they started talking to me about splits and how that works. So the way that works is when you negotiate a commission with a seller, that percentage is usually split down the middle and offered. That percentage is split in half and is offered to the buyer agent for bringing the buyer. Wow. And then half of that percentage is given to you at the close of escrow when the house sells, right? But then there's all of the fees that are charged from the brokerage, and that breakdown, on average is about, you're going to probably get about 70% of the money that you actually are getting from the sale. And then out of that 70% of your of that money, you have to pay 30% to the government, and you have to pay another percentage to reimburse yourself for all of your expenses to get to the close of escrow. And then the rest is what's left over for you to live on and to invest back into your business. So it is a significant difference between what people think we make and what we actually make, because we are effectively, we're our own business within a business. The brokerage 1099, it gives you a 1099 at the end of the year. You're an independent contractor. And in the state of Arizona, you are acting as you're practicing law within the realm of real estate. And that's the only thing we can do, right? We have a scope that is just around the transaction. So it's a unique thing, because in other states, back east and some others, only attorneys are allowed to practice real estate this way. And then you have all of these other people that kind of assist the attorney in the sale. But in Arizona, I can go get a real estate license and put in my 90 hours of education and then pass a really hard test to get your license, which people think it's easy. It's not. It's actually not easy at all. And there's a lot that goes into that. And then you have all your continuing education, which is 24 hours of continuing education to make sure that you're brushing up on all your skills, to make sure that you're a competent agent, right? And yeah, the average agent in real estate does about 8 transactions a year. And the other fact that a lot of people don't realize is that only 20% of the agents in our area do 90% of the real estate. So you really see that there's a really unbalanced, you know, proportion of agents to transactions. So you'll see that there's a lot of agents that get in there and then they actually leave the industry within a year, because they get the knowledge of what it really is like, and then they go, nope, never mind. That was really fun. I'm not gonna attempt to be the top agent in the area, because now I understand what that actually means and what that takes. And they'll sell their sister's house, so they'll sell their best friend's house and get that education most of the time, and then get help. Or they're in their new phase of life. They're in their new chapter. Like they're retired out of one, career that has a pension or something, and then they'll go into real estate because that's their retired career, right? And what you see is that they do about 7 or 8 transactions a year, and they love their friend groups, and those friend groups use them, or they're very specific to an area like a neighborhood or something like that. So, but anyway, so once I learned what it was that I was actually getting myself into, then you realize that you have to get a mentor or somebody to help you, to show you actually how to do a transaction, because getting your license just keeps you out of jail. That just keeps you from losing your shirt in court somewhere. The education is just to protect your client. It doesn't teach you how you're going to get paid or what the process is and how you should conduct yourself. And I mean, there's so much more to it. And so you apply to go to a brokerage, and then what, right? Because then you're like, okay, great. What do I do? So you get a mentor who has been in the business a while, and either they are a team leader, somebody who's been doing it a while, and they'll offer you a position on a team, or they'll out of the goodness of their heart will take a very minimal fee because you don't aren't making money right away. Like, how are you supposed to just invest in all this mentorship with all this money out front? It's just challenging process. Most people don't realize it costs about $1,000 to get into the business. And then you have dues that you have to pay every year that are about the same. And if you don't do a lot of transactions, that can feel like a lot of money really fast if you're not working every day all the time. That's not your main source of income. So anyway, so I didn't know that. I was a stay-at-home mom with no money, and I had just had my third baby, and I was desperate. I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I didn't know anything about how I was going to do it, but I just knew I was going to do it because I had a very opportunity mindset. I had this mindset that I was going to do it, and I was going to do it very well. And I had, oh goodness, I had a wonderful mentor that saw the value of mentoring me because I would give him a little percentage of every deal I did to pay him back. And he saw me and said, "You're going to do really well in real estate." And I said, "Yes, I am. I'm going to go kill it in real estate." And so that is how that usually happens. You find somebody who wants to make you a producer, and they're going to take a piece of that, or you can pay a fee up front, all that. So that's how that works. And teams, you're basically, slicing little pieces of commission, and they all get distributed, and they're all different. So that's how teams work in real estate.
Interesting, yeah, because I wasn't quite aware with how it went from like if you wanted to be an individual and then the mentorship and the teams and then the broker. So I think that's fascinating. And what it sounds like, because I know you're all about making connections, and what so you have to with real estate, you're making a lot of connections because it's not only it's clients, people that want you to sell or buy a home for them, your team members or your fellow real estate agents within that brokerage, right? Plus probably just, and insurance and mortgages. But what, as an active member of the community, how do you suggest somebody get started today making connections in their community, especially if they're in
Sure.
getting into the real estate world?
Yeah, I think you need to look at what is driving those connections and realize that it's got to be more than just a transaction. Like getting in the community and putting roots down and investing in the community's future and the children in that community and the retirees in that, just investing in your community should be a part of a bigger goal other than to make money. It's got to be because you want to build a life and build a you have to be clear about what you want to create in the world. And that really helps you kind of with your vision of why you're doing it. Why are you creating those connections? And then I think that is the best way to approach creating connections. There's a really good book that I recommend for people who are looking to get into any sort of relationship-based business, which is what real estate is. It's called Seven Levels of Communication. And it was one of my first books that I read that really made me understand that you have to give in order to get. So you need to invest in the people you're asking for their business. You need to invest in them. And that will naturally come because people want to help you if you're actively helping them. And that has nothing to do with a real estate transaction. And I think that you'll realize that that's a much more rewarding use of your time anyway. So whether it's, you see an older gentleman who's working as a handyman and he has nowhere to go for Thanksgiving and asking him to come to Thanksgiving. I mean, he'll be a handyman for life. He's gonna make sure that he helps and says yes to when you need something done on a repair list, or looking at everything in from a giving, mindset is the best way to create those connections. And seeing this as a long-term game, and you gotta put roots down. You gotta be planning on staying in that space, and making a vow almost to your community that you're going to make it better than you found it, and you're gonna put that time in. Then the rest of it falls into place, because it's not about the real estate transaction. It becomes way more than that. And then people really see the difference in what you're doing versus what a salesperson is doing.
It's the
And
true
so they'll call
meaning.
you.
It's the true
What?
meaning. It's the true meaning of community, right? When you're trying to,
Absolutely.
right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that has been my mindset, and it has served me well, for sure.
Well, I have seen that within you for sure. I know you're very active in the community because you do care, and you can see that caring behind everything that you do when you're out there in the community participating with other, with volunteering or organizations or, you can see that, and that is so wonderful. And then also, as far as connections, how do you find that balance to find time for yourself? Because I know you are a mother and you are a broker and an active member of the community. What do you do to find time for yourself?
So, I fit it in where I can. So I hike a lot, and I started figuring out how much time I could actually accomplish a hike, how much time I can actually get it done in. So, for instance, Thumb Butte takes me 45 minutes. I mean, I'm not bragging, but that's pretty great,
That's
because
good. Yeah.
I know how long it's going to take me to get from my house to the bottom, at the trailhead. And I really make time to get those hikes in, because they make me feel better, and they get me in touch with my source, my God. And I am so thankful that I live in such an amazing place where I could literally be on a Zoom call with you, and then literally get in my car, be at a trailhead in 10 minutes, 45 minutes and back, and picking up my children from school. And like, no big deal. That's fine. And I think you have to approach life that way, because life will tell you where to go if you do not tell it where to go. You have to be very proactive with your time, and you can accomplish so much in your day. And it's really just practice, and then just taking the time to do what you really want to accomplish.
Sponsored by Waters Garden Center for all your gardening needs in the Quad City areas. For more information, visit watersgardencenter.com.
So yeah, so I hike, and I invest in Bend here in town, Bend Hot Yoga, when it's too cold, or to just relax, to kind of, take the little stress off me a little bit from all of the transactions, or from whatever's going on. And then I integrate a lot of my personal stuff with my work stuff. So I just naturally invest my time in small business, because I really enjoy all of the business owners here in town. They're my friends. They're the people that I'm colleagues with, but I'm also so connected because we're in similar places in our lives. So it's great. The conversations are so much more elevated. I feel like I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about plans and improvements, and how are we going to solve big problems and make things better, and invest in our youth, because I want my kids to have an amazing place to thrive in. And if it's not if it's not there yet, that's, I have a responsibility as a community member to invest in that, in my opinion. So I want them to want to come back here. Maybe they go to college, but then they come back and want to invest here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we have such great programs now for young adults or teenagers in order to show that investment back into the city, which is something that they didn't have when I grew up here. But, you know, here I am still because it is a beautiful town. And I also love hiking and the availability to, like you said, leave and be in a trailhead within 5, 10 minutes is amazing. And just even the downtown area has the, the Creek Trail, and it's just so amazing. So, but, and I know, so you started off and you said you were a mom. And do you have advice for maybe single moms or moms that want to get started in the real estate business, but they don't know what to do? Should they talk to somebody before they even launch into getting the license? Would you suggest that, or do you think go?
Well, yeah, no, so I think that getting your real estate license is always a good idea because you're in investing in your education about how the world works and what this aspect of industry is, especially in our area, because it's that is our industry is retirement and recreation and there's a lot of people that are retiring here and they all need real estate agents to help them. And so I think it's important that if it's something you're interested in and you are inclined to do it anyway, whether you know where you're going or not, because I promise you'll find a place in real estate that will make sense for you. I think that I could talk about mentorship all day long, but I think a lot of people think they have to know where they're going in order to justify doing the education. It's like, no, always be learning, always invest in that. It's not that expensive compared to other forms of education. And you could start out as a transaction coordinator at a company. You might find that you're less emotional and want to go into commercial real estate. You could be, a really good negotiator and end up being a listing agent in within a year or 2 years. So there's lots of different ways to use your license that some people just think it's just this, and it's such a broad spectrum of different ways that you can use real estate. And so I would say anybody who is looking for something that they are thinking they want to do long term, I would definitely at least talk to somebody who's in real estate. I'm always happy to talk to somebody who's thinking about it. What I would say is that people think that it's going to create flexibility in their life, and the I would have to say that you have to earn that. That doesn't just happen. They're always looking at that as an option, an alternative to a 9-to-5 job. And there are pros and cons to working for someone else and punching a clock because, yeah, you're done at 5, right? And you can go and you can figure out the rest of your life. When in real estate, you are never off the clock. You are always working and it's a fluid schedule. So you don't have to sit at a desk all day, but you are on all the time. And some people don't really appreciate that. They also don't appreciate not knowing when their next paycheck is coming in either. And I think a lot of people are so trained to get that 2-week paycheck that they don't know how to work their money to prepare for the ebbs and flows of commission based job work based work or running your own business. It can be very scary if you're coming from a corporate mindset. And so you really have to be almost in a position where you're okay with whatever happens and you're just going to go towards the goal, which is I'm going to be working in this kind of environment. I'm going to pick my kids up. I'm going to be this person and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. And I'm going to ask as many questions as I have to, and I'm going to work as many hours as I have to get to a place where I have that flexibility that everyone talks about. And that's earned. I
Yeah.
finally got to that place. I got to that place where I could start dictating my schedule better and delegating to a lot of other people to help make that actually a reality. And I think it doesn't happen overnight. You have to have a 5-year to 6-year plan for that. And you have to have income coming in to supplement for at least, I would say, plan on 90 days of income that you have set aside to, maybe even more, to really protect yourself from getting into a mindset where you think that you can't operate out of fear. You can't be worried about it not working out. You have to come from this place of, well, I've got a safety net here, and I'm gonna take risks. And people can feel it when they feel like you're trying to sell them something. And at the end of the day, people don't, they can smell it. They know. So you can't do that. You gotta come from a place of being direct with them about, this is my bread and butter, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to help you find the best house and help you make the best decision possible. But you can't operate out of a place of fear, or else you won't survive.
Right, so true, and especially in this real estate world, or like you said, entrepreneurship in general. Because real estate, you are entrepreneurs in a different realm, so it's such a tricky business, but an exciting one, and like you said, the license can go to so many different opportunities. So I like that you said, think of education and think of your, continuing that and learning, and then you can take that and, maybe you will become a broker one day, but maybe you will do, another avenue of real estate, which is so awesome. And what a great thing to have just in your pocket too.
Sure. And then, I ended up getting my broker's license 5 years in, because it was a natural progression of curiosity of, okay, I really feel like I love the law. I want to learn more about that. It's amazing when you start to realize that you're actually in love with what you're doing, and it's a unique thing that happens to a lot of people when they're not so worried about the outcome and more interested in just educating themselves on, and it, there's a natural desire to learn and being curious in everything you're doing. And if you can get to a place where you're coming from that place, it just creates so much more in your life. Like, I'm so thankful for getting where I am because of just asking lots of questions. And I can tell you that that's the best place to come from in your career. And that's what it is. It's a career. It's not a job. It's a purpose. A lifelong career for me at this point. So,
I
yeah.
like that it is a purpose. And we've actually come to the end of our podcast,
Okay.
but in the to move forward with some more questions, because I know we're in the world of questions, but we have some rapid fire
Sure.
questions for you.
Sure.
Who is your hero?
Okay. So I went back and forth, but honestly, Dolly Parton.
I love it. I love it. She's
Dolly, goodness Lord. I just connect with her in so many ways because she had absolutely nothing. So anything that happened was a blessing to her. And every time I think about where I've come and how far I've come, I just relate so much. Where I've been so poor in my life that anything that I created out of nothing, it's you appreciate it so much more. And I'm not afraid of failing. I'm not. And I look at Dolly, I'm like, Dolly, we are like kindred right here. And I love how much she's contributed to reading in children and all of these things. And I'm like, okay, that's my hero. She's the person I'm gonna emulate, and I'm on her team.
Ah,
I
me
just I
too.
think she's amazing.
I agree. I love her too. Behind me, I don't think you can see it because I think it's either behind
okay.
Me, but there's a sticker on the wall. It's pretty light and it says Dolly for president. So,
oh, yeah, 100%. I'm with her. That's me. Yeah.
Second question, what is your favorite part of the day?
Okay, so right now I would say that the most favorite part of my day is after everybody gets back from all of the activities that they're doing, my kids, and I've made dinner and I'm cleaning up, and the kids get really talkative at that time of night when they just started to be teenagers. So I have a tween, I have a 13, and I have a 15-year-old. And they are so inquisitive, and they are talking more than I have ever experienced. And it's really putting a damper on my goals to get up really early, but that's okay for right now, because I would rather stay up with them, with their chronotypes for their sleep. You know, the way they're sleeping is they don't want to go to bed till 10. And I'm there for it. And so I would say that right now, my favorite time of the day is that time between about 8 and 10 p.m. where I feel like I'm being a good listener for my kids and trying to just let them talk as much as they want to. So, yeah.
Love that. That's a great time of day. And then last question, what is your favorite word?
Apricity.
And what does apricity mean?
It's basically a light in the winter night, in the dead of winter. It's the light, the warm light. Ooh. in the dead of the winter.
I love that. Almost like a glow.
Yes. I realize that I am just light. I feel like I'm always like bringing light in.
Yes.
To the world. That's what I want to do.
You are putting out light and glow. Yeah. So, Carissa, can you tell the listeners at home how they can reach out to you or learn more about Glow Reality?
Sure, absolutely. You know, the best thing is really just to call me on my cell phone. I don't have like a separate work number or anything. Like, I just use my cell phone for everything because I just think it's important that, you know, you never try to separate your personal and your professional in real estate. So it's just my cell phone number. It's 928-202-2654. And text me if I'm not answering, because I'm either in a meeting or, you know, on another line. But I'm always available by text. So that's your best way to reach me immediately.
And what is your website too, just so people can go to that if they want to learn more about Glow Reality?
Sure. It's glowreaz.com. And it's really a great platform to search for properties and to learn more about all of our agents at Glow. So yes, would love for you to get there. And yeah, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Empowering Women, Got a Minute? We hope you tune in next week. And you can check out any of our episodes at PrescottWomanMagazine.com. Talk to you later.